Women make up more than half the population in America, but they hold less than a third of elected offices. The U.S. is 104th in the world in terms of the number of women serving in their national legislatures, behind Mexico, China, and Pakistan. But there are signs that things are changing. And to talk about all of this, we have Victoria Coy, who's working with a group called Emerge Louisiana. Welcome, Victoria.
Thanks for having me.
So when did Emerge reach out to you? And also tell us just a little bit more about what Emerge does.
Their mission is to get women running for office. The only requisite is that you are a democratically affiliated woman. There's no litmus test. You can be on any side of the major issues. And they train you in very practical ways. So you learn very, very practical things like how to give a speech, how to fundraise, how to manage your campaign staff. And it's something that I really wanted to do. So I followed them. I joined the organizing committee over a year ago and looked at how to get them here. And then once they did actually found Louisiana's first chapter and Louisiana's first class, I applied to be in that inaugural class. So I was accepted into it a few months ago, and we've had now two of our six training courses.
Now, for you personally, is that the goal, to win elected office?
I think so. And this class is helping me also clarify my own personal goals and talk to other women who share those ambitions, which is a hard thing to find. Some of our class members serve currently on city councils around the state. Others have run for office before. So it's really helpful for me to talk to those folks and see if this is indeed something that I want to pursue. And if it is, I'm getting the training that I need right now to do that.
So have you talked to some of the other women in the training program about why they've decided to pursue this as well?
I think that it's so true that women run to do something, and a lot of times men run to be someone. And so many women in this program have projects already picked out. Some of them are already holding office. But of those who are not already holding office, they have very specific and clear ideas of, you know, well, I want to run for school board X because my kid experienced Y, you know. And so there are very, very concrete things that these women want to get done. And that gives me a lot of hope for these offices in the future, that once these women do get elected and once Emerge helps them to get elected, they will be able to accomplish real tangible results for the people that they're serving and not just fill a seat just to put it on a resume and have the feather in their cap. I think these people really want to serve.
Have they talked to you about maybe why they hadn't chosen to run in the past, other than, you know, historical societal restrictions and stuff like that? But have they talked to you about that as well?
Yeah, this is something we talk about a lot, actually. And you know, the saying is that you have to ask a woman to run seven times before she'll run.
That's amazing.
Isn't that amazing? So I think that, yes, it's, of course, societal things that keep women disempowered systematically. And we can spend a whole nother radio show on that. But in a very real way, that affects us in our day-to-day very, very realistically. It is as much as having your mother-in-law say, well, who's staying home with the kids? And so a lot of us have talked about those kinds of pressures and those worries. A whole lifetime of people saying, yeah, it's good, but it's not good enough. Maybe you can't actually do that. And these insecurities that women really do internalize. And I'm excited to be supported by my Emerge sisters who understand that and who are pushing through it themselves.
That was Victoria Coy talking about the Emerge program, which is helping to get more women running for office. Thank you for coming in, Victoria.
Thank you for having me.
In New Orleans, this is Brian Friedman.